This recording, France 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off her clothes and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Versailles, which is like nearby Paris, like 45 minutes away from Paris. Okay, I was born in November 1997. My parents are not from the Paris region, actually. They're from the northeast and nearby Germany. My mom was elementary teacher back in France. She still teaches here in the US sometimes. My dad has always been an engineer. I have 3 other siblings. I'm the oldest. I have one sister who is... I mean, I have 2 sisters, but I have one who goes to Pacific University in Forest Grove, like an hour away from Portland. She's going to be 18 this month. And my other sister, she is 12. Yeah, she's 12. She goes to middle school with my little brother, who is 11. And right now they're actually doing homeschooling because middle school for them is like, yeah, I had enough. We came to the US in 2012, July 2012. I can remember pretty well. I remember the date. Also, and all that. Why I came here? Mostly it was my parents who wanted to come here. They had this project for like a very long time to come to the US to just move out of France because they were not really satisfied in France. Like politically, I guess, but we don't really talk about politics in my family, but they were not satisfied. They just wanted to go out and find some new adventure. And after the middle school experience that I had, I was like, yes, let's move out of there because I don't want to be in France anymore. I don't like it. And so we moved here. I was 14. My dad, my dog, my cat, we also had them. It was funny because we had to give them drugs to get them in the plane. And it was pretty funny. And then favorite experience, I don't know, I will... Probably when I went to Hawaii, I would say. And we went out swimming with dolphins and sea turtles and many other fishes that bite you. I mean, it's true, they do bite you. Just swimming around, and then all of a sudden you feel like a pinch on your toes or something like that, and then you're like, and then you see the one passing around and it has this face where it's like, yeah, gotcha. I was like, oh man. No, I really loved Hawaii, just like that tropical place. I'm a tropical places guy. I really love tropical places.